Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church in Sedalia with Go the Distance. When I read the stories of Christ's ministries, I sometimes laugh to myself when I think of the people that were hated during his time. People hated Matthew because he was a tax collector. People ignored the beggars and the diseased. I laugh because there's nothing new under the sun. I look at who is hated today. Yeah, tax collectors. We look down at beggars. We look down at those less fortunate than us, those who have a stigma attached to them, like the diseased. Christ brought a whole new way of thinking to us. Christ purposely spent time with people who were the most hated. He wanted to show us that to understand God's love, we must love everyone. In Matthew, it says that Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house with tax collectors and sinners, and they came and ate with his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." We are told to love one another in the Bible over and over again. It doesn't say only to love the healthy. It doesn't say we should only love those who live in a 10-mile radius. Christ says you are to love no matter what. Love their no matter their past or present, their skin color, their political belief, no matter the occupation or monthly income. God says, "I will love you and accept you exactly the way you are. Then I can help clean you up and make you holy." But he does accept us as we are, and we are to love others the same way. This is John Church reminding you today to go the distance in Christ.